What up, ladies and gentlemen? It's going down once again. Is this episode 25 or 26? Where we at, guys? Where we at? 25, 26?
25. Thank you, single, dog. Oh, 25.
Man. I hate the homies podcast. I'm your boy, Rock Teezy for Sheezy.
Man, it's the first homie, Griff, and I hate the homies.
It's your boy, Super Dave, but guess what?
We don't care.
But what we do care, man, I'm telling you, Kyrie Irving just got suspended. His former coach, Steve Nash, got fired. We're going to discuss our little opinions about that. We got the NFL recap. Bananas is happening in the NFL, but it's even more crazy in college football. Alabama just got beat again. That's two losses. Bye-bye.
Why you sound so happy, man? Why you sound so happy?
Man, I ride for Alabama, man. But, you know, it's just – it is what it is. I like to see some of that fresh meat into the college football.
Man, whatever, dog. LSU put that thing on them in Death Valley. We're going to talk about it.
Hey, if we ain't even mentioned TSU, them Horned Frogs out of Funky Town, Fort Worth. We getting into that, too.
TSU is looking good, dog.
Oh, come on, man. It's all to the good. What else we got, man? We got Cher. Cher is, what, 70-something years old? She dating someone that's how old?
40.
No, it's not too bad.
She's 76. He's 36.
Yeah, she like him young, man. Ain't nothing wrong with being that young cougar.
She's not a cougar when she that old, dog. Well, we'll talk about that later. She passed Cougar, dog. She the elephant from Ice Age. A woolly mammoth.
I'm sorry, y'all. My wife over here, she over here cutting, trying to hold a laugh. You can laugh, babe. Yes, man. So we got the podcast. Ray Duggan, let's get it going, baby.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Yeah, huh? I've been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag, cause all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see them face to face off of this podcast. What you gotta say now? Check the facts, don't have the wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport, make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Holly come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial, Griff call out plays, no rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. Ah, I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
Before we get started, man, make sure you guys download, subscribe, keep the 5-star reviews coming. I Hate the Homies podcast. Follow us on all social media. We got a shout out to our amazing partner, McDonald's, Mickey D's, McRib. We'll get into that here in a little bit because it's the farewell tour of the McRib. So I'm still a little bothered about that, but I digress. Kyrie Irving, man.
Hold on, before we talk about Kyrie and everywhere, where you been since the last podcast? I know you ain't at home or in the studio with us. What happened with you?
Somewhere.
Me and my wife, come on, babe. Step in here real fast, man. So me and my wife, we've been on like a road trip. Last week, we had the we went to our oldest daughter's first game of the basketball season. She's at Russ College, one of our fine HBCUs. So we saw her open up the season. Then we come back home. Then we get on another plane to go to Boston to see our other daughter, Harmony, open up her season at Harvard. She dropped 31 points. Like, what? Yo, I'm like, come on, what?
Come on, Steph Curry numbers.
Fucking noise. And my baby showed up and showed
what
up.
Position? What? What position?
What position? Baby. What?
Oh, my God.
So we're very humble when we at the game. We just kind of sit back there. We cheer.
Your wife said, look at your wife. Your wife like, not me.
Not me. I was talking noise and up loud.
So we've been on the road, man. We got to take another. She's about to go on a girls trip like tomorrow or something. So
yep.
I'm gonna be home with my son and the dog. So I gotta hold it down.
Right.
So we, you know, my eyes are kind of looking sleepy right now. Now you know why. There it is.
Dog, I was Thursday night. I flew to London. Landed in London on Friday at like 8 a.m. Caught a 3-hour train north to Newcastle. Saw Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem, dog. It was an intimate venue. It was about 13,000-14,000 people. It was probably 22 black people there. And I would have said I was the oldest person in the whole building, but it was an old English white lady next to me who was 57 who was getting it in, dog. Kendrick is Michael Jackson out here. Then I had some problems with flights and flew to Dublin and then ended up in Iceland and came back to Atlanta on Sunday, did a show. So I don't know what time it is. I think it's the third podcast episode. I'm all over the place in my head. Dave, yeah, what'd you do?
Hold on, Dave. I see Griff still got his Hawaiian shirt on too. So you got somewhere in Florida and Miami as you was traveling, or Hawaii. Go ahead, Dave.
You know what? I hate you guys. And I hate, y'all make me hate my life now. I mean, I got a wife. I got beautiful kids.
Do you? Really?
Hold on. Don't make that face. Don't make that face.
Hold on. You just saw, come here. No. It's fine. Come here.
Oh my God. Don't do this to me again.
Here. He just showed his wife. Right. Proof that he got one. Here go mine.
What's up, wifey?
Hey, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Hi, beautiful.
What's missing?
Here we go. Look at Dave.
Don't you bring no stuffed animal again. I'm never going to
Dave. Dave.
Huh?
Where's your wife at, son?
She's at work. That's where she's supposed to be.
What's she do, Dave?
Go ahead and continue. What was you doing? Why do you hate us?
Yeah, right? Go ahead, babe. I love you. I talk. Yeah, I don't even want him to be lying to us.
I told Grip this earlier because you guys travel, and I do a little, not a lot of traveling, but a little bit of traveling, but you guys are always gone. So last week, on November 1st, just driving home from work, okay? And I was listening to the radio, and then they're going to bring up this situation of, you remember Chris Bosch?
Oh, yeah.
Friend of mine. He looked like a lizard. He looked like the lizard.
Come on, man. That's a homeboy from Lincoln High School. Come on.
No, I know. He went to Georgia Tech. Listen, I'm a fan. He got all his bread, played, and got him a bunch of rings, too.
But they got Olympian.
He still look like a reptile, though. I don't care what nobody say. Every time you see Chris Bosch, you just got to give him grasshoppers. You be like, hey, Chris, here you go, brother. He goes some grass.
I got home that day. My wife was at home because she's working from home that day on November 1st. She's working from home. Why you gotta look all? I'm telling the truth, man. I didn't say nothing, dog.
I'm talking to my wife.
She said, why? She said, why do you look so depressed? And I told her on my way home, I was listening to the radio, and they mentioned that Chris Bosch, who won two championships with the Miami Heat, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Signed that big-time contract. Yes, LeBron went somewhere else. LeBron went back to Cleveland after that. But Chris Bosh stayed with the Miami Heat, just signed that big contract, and then had problems with the blood clot in his leg.
Really, he had to leave the game because of medical reasons.
That ended his career at that particular time. But this is the part that just had me almost just drop off the side of the road, just drive into a ditch and just end it all. The only thing that kept me alive was you guys, because I know you guys will talk about me if I just end my life like that. But yeah, here's the part.
We'd be on here. I hate the homies. It was just me and Rock T. Why Super Dave killed himself?
I'm going to tell you why.
He was in a little car accident. It was that big.
Express little car.
November 1st, he got his last check from the Miami Heat.
Wait a minute, Chris Bosh still getting checks from the NBA?
He was still getting checks from the Miami Heat from 2017.
True story.
2022?
Yeah.
Yes. And guess what the check was? He was getting paid twice a month, $434,000.
Absolutely.
My wife just left. I almost fell off this little couch that I'm leaning on.
Hey, that's one of the benefits that come along with being a professional athlete. You have in your contract that these medical issues that happen, he had blood clots in his body. And that caused him to have to be forced to retire. And because of insurance and all those medical theories, man, you get that. That's what happened. Remember Billy Sims, running back for the Detroit Lions back in the day?
Of course.
He had every bone in his body insured. And that was part of his contract. So if he ever had to exit the game because of an injury, then he would continue to get paid out, and that happened to him.
I remember that, but he didn't get $1 million a month and ain't played basketball for 1,000 months.
That's deep.
Man.
I mean, that was 120 payments, installment payments that he had, 120. 120.
I know. I'm happy for him too. That's what
I'm not hating. I'm not hating. But doesn't it make you question your own life? Because that's guaranteed.
No,
money.
I want to know why you're gonna kill yourself because some lizard man getting $1 million a month.
Still waiting for that point, man.
That was gonna be on my tombstone.
Why died early from a visitor from V.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between two buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
Well, let's get into the Kyrie Irving, man. Let's get into Kyrie and everything that's happening out there in Brooklyn. He got 5-game suspension at least. I think it's probably going to be more. Uh-huh. His former
coach. Why you think more?
Because of pressure. Pressure, this whole anti-Semitic stuff that's going on with Kyrie and Kanye West. And you can't say nothing. You know, you can't really support anything that has to do with racism, you know what I'm saying? And because he posted support of the movie and the book, what is it called again? Hebrews and Negro something.
Yes.
He posted it on his social media platform as in the support, like he supports the movie and the book, and it kind of put forth the theory that he agreed with some of the metaphors that's in this book and that's in this movie when it comes to and African Americans, pretty much. He apologized, of course. It took him a while to apologize, because at first he was like, "I ain't got nothing to apologize for."
Written apology.
Yeah. So now he's suspended for at least 5 games. The reason why I say at least, because the pressure is on from the general public in the NBA. They're like, "Listen, you know, if you don't punish this man at a certain amount of time." And it shouldn't have to come to that all the time. If the organization gives you a player a punishment,
right?
If the league gives the player a punishment, and they feel like that punishment fits the crime or fits the issue or whatever, then you keep it moving. But nowadays, when the general public and these other organizations step in and put that pressure on you, man, it's how much power does the team have?
It's a very hard line that we can't cross. But I would like to say this. Why they ain't suspending Jeff Bezos? It was his movie. It was on Amazon. It was on why Kyrie catching heat from something that he saw that's out on the internet? Sue the internet. Sue whoever who produced the movie. Like, why is Kyrie just said, "I saw a movie"? I just read a book the other day. I got to lose my job because I read a book and I posted a picture of what the book is. Now, I didn't read the book, so I don't know all the language of anti-Semitic. I don't know what the book is, so I can't speak on the book. Nor can I speak on Kyrie's feeling on a book. But I will say that racism is not warranted anywhere. Black people, white people, Mexicans, whoever, but I believe, and this is only me saying this, that it could have went another way. Because look at Nick Cannon made some anti-Semitic remarks and then sat down with some pretty powerful Jewish people in the business and they forgave him. So I'm just thinking, where's the why Kyrie can't catch a break? He already didn't want to play during COVID. They still mad at him about not wanting to play during COVID. You're gonna lose 18 million. He said, "South." He lost his 18 million. He ain't care. But I just feel like he being a victim right now, just like Kanye. And again, I didn't read the book. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should read the book and then I could have more empathy. But right now, it just sounds like Kyrie can't catch a break, man.
Well, just let me bring you up to speed on this part, and then Dave, we want to get your thoughts. The name of the book is Hebrews to Negroes: Wake Up, Black America. And the American people has been putting pressure on Jeff Bezos to remove this book from Amazon, and okay. And of course, there's been a movie about it as well. So they are pressing him as well. Just to go back to answer the point that you made about how come there ain't nobody pressing Bezos. Go ahead, Dave.
This is a situation for me. We have our right, freedom of speech, right?
Until you don't.
We're supposed to, right? We're supposed to. But I think the bottom line with Kyrie Irving is when you look at the situation he's in, you're getting a paycheck from the NBA. That's your employer. I don't care how much money you're making right now and you're in the NBA, you're the employee. I know players and all that don't want to be mentioned as like when we have a job and we are employees, they're the same thing. Long as you're collecting a check from someone else, you work for someone else. And there are certain guidelines that you have to live by, even if you don't like it, if you're taking that paycheck from someone else. What he did, what he said, all he had to do was give an apology. And he had a chance to give an apology, and he didn't do it. That's his fault. He had a chance for that. He didn't take advantage of that. It's just a big circus and a big mess for what the Nets have gone through from the summer to now.
That is true. They done lost their coach, dog.
Yes.
The team is in disarray.
That team, they should blow the whole thing up and get rid of everybody and start over from scratch. Because
they are. That's about to happen. If not during this season, definitely after this in the offseason. This team is done.
Whatever Kyrie's Kyrie. But my problem is right now, and this is how it was with the COVID thing. And he might have been right on some parts of the COVID situation, but the whole thing is he thinks he's smarter than everybody in the room. That's the part I don't like about Kyrie.
He does. He does. And that's the problem.
You're not smarter than everybody. And at that point, just take the back seat and just chill out and be quiet and play basketball. At the end of the day, that's what people see you as a basketball player. I know you have views and opinions, but if you want to make those views and opinions, then leave basketball. You can talk all day and say whatever you want to say. Because he has a right to say
that. This is the same man who said the world was flat.
I remember that.
A couple years ago. Are we really caring what he read? I wouldn't believe that he read a Cat in the Hat book. Like,
somebody does, because he has like what, over 4 million followers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, man, like you said it, and then we'll get into McDonald's here in a second, because I really want to express my thoughts about the McRib possibly going away.
You sad about that?
I'm getting sad, man. But you said it, Dave. Like, listen, everyone has a freedom of speech, allegedly. But at the same time, you can't say nothing nowadays because everybody's so sensitive.
Can't say nothing.
So do we really have a freedom of speech anymore? Because if we express our own opinion about something, whether you ain't got to agree with me, but if I'm expressing my own opinion about something, how come we just can't agree to disagree and then keep it moving?
You know, he's a Democrat. I'm a libertarian. He's a Republican. I don't think it should be. But you know what? That's because I actually wear rose-colored glasses. That's what they say. Like, I just think everybody should be cool. Jewish people, Christian people, Muslim people, black people, white people, Mexicans, Asians. I just think everybody, I judge everybody on how they treat me. That's it. I, you know, oh, man, it's some mean white people out there. Yeah, I got mean black people in my family.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's sad that Kyrie, I think what they're really mad about is the lack of empathy. So they're telling him, this is why this is not good, Kyrie, and he coming back basically with so?
That's the part I have a problem with, because at the end of the day, he works for them.
Yes.
And if we did that at our jobs, will we still be at our jobs right now? Yes or no?
No, this would be called, we hated all the homies.
Where are they now?
This is the Homies Part 2 show with the new homies.
The replacement homies. the right way. They're gonna do things the right way.
Well, let me express why I'm a little upset about what's one of my other homies, Ronald McDonald. Because Ronald McDonald and the crew at Mickey D's has the McRib sandwich Love at First Bite farewell tour going on right about now, man. So if y'all ain't heard, it's bittersweet good news, man. Because on one hand, the McRib is back until November the 20th.
Amazing news.
That's great news, all right? But on the other hand, it's the farewell tour that this may be the last time we can ever enjoy a McRib. I'm sad, man. I don't know about y'all, but I'm sad.
I'm talking about getting like 50 of them before Thanksgiving and then just kind of adding that to my Thanksgiving dinner. They're going to be like, hey, I want to put them under one of them silver things that you lift it and you don't know what's under it. And they go, and I like to say, I brought the surprise meal. What is it? McRibs, baby.
Man, with extra pickles, man. With extra pickles.
And you know what gets you every single time? That tangy barbecue sauce. Bro. The tart pickles.
You preach. You preach.
Onions. This toasty, huggy, hoagie bun.
Come
you
on,
put
y'all.
All that together, and it's like a dream come true. You it's gotta have it, man.
It's something about the way you say hoagie bun, Dave. Like the
hoagie
way
you bun. Say. Hoagie bun out of your mouth hoagie. Is special. I'm gonna just say that.
What kind of bun is it again, Dave?
He a whole hoagie bun over there.
Whole hoagie bun, toasted.
Now, man. We laughing, but y'all going to be sad on November 21st. So get to that crib now and stop playing.
Come on, man. Listen, are you a diehard McRib fan like all of us are? Or is this your first time trying to McRib sandwich? Either way, get it before November the 20th. Listen, you don't want to miss it. This could be your last chance to try the McRib sandwich. Get yours now before the McRib farewell tour ends. November the 20th, and I want to stop talking about it right now because I'm getting even more sad. Let's go into NFL football. You want to do college football first?
All right.
Let's go college, man.
Yeah, let's go college. Come on.
Okay. Let's get ready to it. Let's talk about Alabama getting their second defeat.
Okay. I think the biggest question now, because we all know Alabama lost the game. When I worry about Alabama being in the BCS playoff this season, but I think the biggest thing out of that game was, and I don't know if you guys watched the game, but I watched the entire game. And the problem I have with it, and I have with Nick Saban, I mean, you can have problems with Nick Saban. I mean, I think he's a hell of a coach. But I don't know why these coaches get so enamored with trying to go for that two-point conversion.
Because you know why? If it worked, you are the hero forever. Or you could be like Griff in Arrowhead when it's and your football team go for two and they could have kicked the extra point and just tied it up and now you sick for the rest of your life. That's why they go for two.
But Griff and Rock, they're fighting analytics. This is what all these guys are doing. They do it in baseball, they do it in football, they do it in basketball, talk analytics and what certain things mean and how this could change the game. But if you're supposed to be a hell of a football coach, which he is, he's won so many championships. But why are you chasing points? You take the extra point. If they take both of those extra points in this game, when they kick that field goal in the fourth quarter, they're winning the football game. Mm-hmm. You don't go into overtime. You put yourself behind the eight ball when you don't make it. You help the other team out. I don't understand. So I don't understand how these coaches do this.
It's easy to say that when they don't make it.
But I was saying that, Brock, I was saying that. I said they were taking on the first touchdown. It was like when they were down, he took the two-point conversion. I'm like, why are you taking it right now? It's too early.
Now I'm with you. Doing it early?
Nick Saban,
I'm not a fan of doing it early. I'm with you on that point. But I like the two-point conversion. I do like it because there are times where that two-point conversion, it can help you win or at least tie the game to see another quarter or see overtime or whatever. But I agree. I don't like it early. But in some way, it kind of gets your team like, yo, our coach is going for two this early in the game. Let's go. Because if you make it, now your players are like, oh man, we finna sock these jokers in the throat. Let's go. We're gonna put our foot on their neck and we're gonna bury them. So there's something to say about that as well. So I mean I'm right down the middle on it, Dave. I'm right down the middle on it.
So for the men and women who are going, I don't know what two-point conversion is. I don't know what they're talking about. In football, when you score a touchdown, you get 6 points. And then after you get the 6 points, then you kick an extra point, and that makes it 7. But you can make it, you can go for the kick, or you can make a 2-point conversion. If you make a 2-point conversion after you make the touchdown, which is 6 points, then that gives you 8. If the other team scores a touchdown, they're still losing 8-7 instead of it being 7-7. Now, what the 2-point conversion is early in the game is disrespectful. It's very disrespectful. It's because we march you up the field. We scored on you. Now we're going to go for 2. And now you got to go for 2 sometime during the game. Or go like, so it's a chess move. But, you know, Nick Saban played a long game. He don't play the short game.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can backfire on you, as it did. But at the end of the day, I'm not all the way opposed to it. But let me say this. I don't think a 2-point conversion should be used early in the game for 90% of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless the other
coach. It's a disrespect move, dog. It's Alabama play Georgia and they score first and they go for 2, they letting it be known. We in here.
Yeah.
We
finna bury you dudes.
Right.
I understand that. But at the end of the day, I'm not chasing points. And if I'm Nick Saban, and I have to say this too, guys. This has to be one of his worst coaching years so far in the history of Nick Saban.
Well, good. Everybody gets one. Welcome.
But I'm saying, when you look at what happened at Texas, when Texas should have beat Alabama, we can sit up here and say it now, they should have beat them. They were that close. I mean, you had, 16, 17 penalties in that game? And Nick Saban had no discipline on that team. When you look at the Tennessee game, you couldn't stop Hooker to hire in that game. They were throwing bombs all day on you guys, and they couldn't make adjustments. Because what is Nick Saban known for? Not offense. He's known for defense. And they couldn't make any moves in that football game. And then Jimbo Fisher, he had no quarterback when they played Alabama. And he came down to the wire.
Can I say something real fast about what you just said? It ain't about Nick Saban having a bad coaching year. It goes back to what I've been saying this whole season. The playing field is getting leveled now because there's more talent going in other schools. And Alabama, all these schools are like, listen, I know y'all are Alabama. I know y'all are the big dogs in town. But, yo, we finna come fight. We coming to war. And we can beat y'all. So the talent is catching up to Alabama. So those years of Alabama just blowing through the season, blowing everybody out, getting to the playoffs, them days are over. So it ain't about Nick Saban being having a poor coaching year. It's about these other teams. Give them credit for just beating them, period.
I give them credit, but at the end of the day, it's still a bad coaching year because, to me, Nick Saban had his best quarterback at Alabama, and that's Bryce Young. Bryce Young is a hell of a football player.
Well,
if he had a talent around him and guys not making stupid mistakes on the field, which goes on coaching, because if I say the same thing about the Cowboys last season, when they led the league in, I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and they led the league in penalties, I'll be talking about Mike McCarthy. I'm talking about Nick Saban the same way. It's not a disciplined football team, and these guys it's not guys making plays anymore.
Well,
you always count on Alabama making plays. You got guys dropping passes. It started last year in the national championship game. You had guys dropping passes in that football game.
I hate to go back,
but I'm just saying, I think it's one of his worst coaching years. I understand what you're saying, Rock. I ain't taking anything away from that. Because, the playing field is level now. It really is.
Everybody's
close to Georgia. Georgia's still the number one team, and they're the best team in college football.
As of right now, you're right.
And let me speak on behalf of Tennessee Volunteers and LSU Tiger fans. That's what Nick Saban get. Down goes Frazier.
Come on.
No one cares about him. They don't care what Super Dave is saying. He died in Death Valley the other day.
Yeah,
he died in Tennessee. And guess what? The SEC is so big. Everybody want to beat Alabama, and you get to be the one to do it. Come on, man.
And I'm not gonna take anything away from Brian Kelly. That was a hell of that. See, that's when you do the 2-point conversion. When you feel like you're in overtime, your team has the momentum, and you have the perfect play call. That was a gutsy play. And that's when you do the 2-point conversion.
Okay, so we're done talking about Bama. They're not going to be in the playoffs. They got 2 losses. It's not going to happen. But that opens up the door to teams like TCU, the Horned Frogs, who I'm riding for. Because I think, and I'm not even going to call them Cinderella. Because they for real.
You've been behind them strong. You've been behind them strong.
And then what Notre Dame just did too?
With Clemson, yeah. That was big.
First of all, brother just said, y'all won't be fired one and done in me. you won't be sitting here making jokes about the black man couldn't. Not today. No, not today.
They took them out. It wasn't not a doubt about Notre Dame over Clemson. But the TCU thing, when the BCS does come out, they might be in the that fourth team in the BCS.
You gotta give it to. I know
it's no. But look, right now it's Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, Tennessee. Now I'm thinking later on tonight, by the next episode, y'all will know, and you could just go to I Hate the Homies on Instagram. We be on there hard too. But I believe it'll go Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and Tennessee. I don't think they're gonna drop Tennessee all the way out of there. And like we said before we came on, TCU got to win the rest of it. Now, TCU win the Big 12 championship. Now we're going to be talking about something, because never forget, Michigan got to play Ohio State at the end of this month. So somebody ain't going to be in it right there in 3 weeks.
But you TCU has to win out.
Yeah.
Because that's the way the BCS, the way the people.
But they can, though.
They can win out. And I think they can compete against teams like Ohio State or a team like Michigan. I don't think it can compete against Georgia. Georgia's on another level. Georgia's where Alabama used to be. Georgia's up here. Everybody else is down here. When they took out Tennessee, the way they took out Tennessee,
Mad at Tennessee. Ain't go out like Clemson. Tennessee did their best.
They were averaging almost 30 points a game. They were down. Georgia's – that game was over in the first half. It really was. Georgia has a defense. If that defense right now was in Alabama with Bryce Young, he wins the national championship.
If you're a Tennessee fan, you feel great about your college team. You still – LSU – the SEC championship is probably going to be LSU-Georgia.
That could be a good one, but I still go with Georgia. I think Georgia is the best team in college football. They were last season, but I think this year they believe it even more. Nobody's come close to them.
And here go the crazy part, Rock. 16 people went to the NFL, and these boys are still acting like only one person left.
Reloading. No, they're doing some special things out there in Georgia, man. But I don't know, man. I'm not going to dismiss Tennessee immediately. I'm not going to just dismiss them yet. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into some NFL football. Are there any other college games that we missed?
Hold on. How about Michigan was down 17-14 at the half to Rutgers and then put a 50 burger on them with a bunch of cheese and A1 sauce and lettuce and everything?
It was just a matter of time, dog. I know you wasn't sitting over there thinking that the Rutgers was going to upset Michigan. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah, but Michigan got to stop playing slow in the beginning, man, because somebody going, you don't want to do that against Ohio State. You don't want to do that against that boy throwing that rock at Ohio State. We can't.
Hey, look what you did, Griff. We were about to move on to the NFL, and you wasted 5 minutes of our life. You'll never get back talking about Michigan. Who cares?
We care about Michigan right now. Don't dismiss Michigan all the way like that. Now, come on, man. But
it's only three teams that's 9-0 in all of college football. My team's one of them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, but it was Rutgers, so that's really nothing to really talk about.
My team is one of them.
You're right. I give you that.
Georgia's my team.
Let's move to the NFL, man.
Four teams that's undefeated. I'm sorry, four teams.
I don't even know where to start, but I know my Detroit Lions beat doggone Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how ugly it was. Doggone the Lions beat Green Bay. Period.
And Green Bay struggling. Aaron Rodgers' face at the end.
Priceless, dog.
He knew he got beat. He, like, when he went to go hug Jared Goff, And you could tell he went like this. Yeah, man. Yeah, all right, yeah.
So yeah. we ain't got to stay long on that one, man. But how because
I can't believe you started with that game, because that game set back the NFL 20 years.
What you mean?
Come on, Rock. That game was so boring.
Hey,
you were excited.
Unless you a Lions fan beating the Packers, dog.
Satisfying for all Lions fans. That's all.
Right.
I knew we weren't going to talk about it long. That's why I wanted to lead with it, get it on out the way.
But don't disrespect the Lion fans against Green Bay, dog. They've been getting monster whooped by Green Bay for 3 decades.
Yeah, so I got enough respect to say, let me hit it and move on. So let's move on to the Jets beating the Buffalo Bills.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I'm impressed now. At first, I was thinking the Jets thing, oh, this is a fluke.
I thought they was fluky.
Nah, dog. They beat the team that I got winning the Super Bowl, bro. That's impressive.
And you better say that.
It wasn't it.
You heard about Josh Allen, right? You heard about Josh Allen with the elbow problem.
Yeah, man. I hope that ain't serious, bro.
If it is serious, they're looking for second opinion. They're looking for a second opinion right now. But if it is serious, he could miss 4 to 6 weeks.
This episode of I Hate the Homies is brought to you by McDonald's. You know how you can smell when your food's about to be good, good? That's me every time I pull out the Mickey D's drive-thru with a McCrispy sandwich. I mean, we're talking about 2 buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. Come on, man. And when that crispy chicken and the crispy pickle come together between 2 buttered buns, yeah, all is good. And the funny thing is that I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that freshly prepared McCrispy sandwich, because once I smell it, I gotta have it right there in the car. I guess the word is out on that. So go get yours today.
And they're already injury prone. That team is losing guys. But I told you guys 3 weeks ago, he's a great quarterback, but you're asking him to run that ball. I don't care how big you are, you're playing against men. And you're in a situation where you can get dinged up. You don't want to put your quarterback in that situation if you want to make a playoff run. You better get your running game going. He should be in that situation.
I mean, it's part of the game. When you got a 6'5 quarterback that's 260 pounds almost, man, it's like he's a weapon. You know what I'm saying?
He can skedaddle. Yeah. He can actually skedaddle out there.
Yeah, can skedaddle. So, you don't want your quarterback to get hurt. But still, man, that's a weapon, bro.
But he's not sliding. I understand what you're saying, but you can't keep taking the hits that he's taking over and over again through a long 17-game season.
Of course you can. And you're going to be second in line for concussions behind Tua.
Yes.
Speaking of Tua, can we talk about the Miami Dolphins? I mean,
oh, yeah. Justin Fields rushed for 5,000 yards and lost.
He's still running
right now.
And lost. Man,
Justin Fields beat Mike Vick record. So with a giant L's, dog. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I feel sorry for Justin Fields because he was at Ohio State. He probably lost 3 games in his whole life, and now he's stuck over there with the Bears, and he can't. It's like he don't know how to lose. So it's. All he's been doing is winning his whole life, so he really is in a crazy Mixoplick situation. That's a Super Friends cartoon.
Where'd that come from?
Mixoplick. You have to say his name.
Speaking of losing, you want to talk about your Las Vegas Raiders, Griff?
What's going on there, man? I told you at the beginning of the season, I tried to help you. You didn't want to listen to me.
Hey, dog.
I tried to tell you that. Did I try to tell him that?
I was like supporting Griff. I'm like, yo, I think the Raiders going to sneak up this year and bite somebody in the butt a couple times. But y'all getting done in, man. What's up? Y'all healthy.
What did he say, Rock? He said, watch out for the Adams and watch out for Carr. They were roommates in college. Yeah. You in college, man. That was college. You in the NFL. Now, who cares?
They was roommates. I said they was best friends.
Okay.
Hey, Super Dave. Yeah, they gonna get in the huddle, start drawing up the plays in the dirt. All right, Adams, you go down and out, up. And I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna do this fake handoff, and we gonna come up touchdown.
Adams don't deserve to be where he is because I think he's a hell of a receiver. If I can't even think of his name. Green Bay. Garrett, quarterback.
Derek Carr.
No, Green Bay.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. If he would have did what he was supposed to do at the beginning of the season, doing training camp, maybe not before training, during the summer, when he was trying to figure out if he was going to be retired or if he wants to go to another team, Adams would have stayed there if he would have been committed to being in Green Bay. And Adams would have been in Green Bay. That's a security blanket, and he let that one get away. He has nothing right now in Green Bay.
This is what I'm screaming, dog. This is what I'm screaming, dog.
Uh-oh.
Raider Nation, dog. Raider Nation. You understand me? I don't care about us losing 5 games this season. So what, dog? We lost hella more games than that before. It's fine. It's okay. I know. I said, and guess what? Yes, I missed out on a whole season of playing fantasy football because I believe that my team was going to the Super Bowl, so I ain't even played fantasy football. Yes, you could throw it all in my face. I can take it. It's fine. I got a tattoo on my arm that say, it's okay, Griff. Raider Nation, Griff.
I got 5 words for you, Griff. Man, shut your butt up, man. I'm trying to look all tough into the camera talking about Raider Nation, dude. Raider Nation, bro. Yeah, you lost again, man. 5 losses. Y'all are done. All right, let's move on to the next.
I would be more impressed with you right now, Griff, if you took off your shirt and put that chain around your neck and did what Kirk Cousins did after beating the Commanders. Do that for me and do your dance. Do your dance. Go on. Yeah, I would be more impressed with that.
Yeah.
That would make me happy.
Hey, the Vikings is 7-1, dog.
7-1. The Vikings.
They're the second best team in the NFL quietly.
Bro,
I don't.
There's nothing else to say about it.
I don't see. I see them as they're in that same tier with Philadelphia, with the Cowboys. I think those teams.
Wait a minute. Don't casually throw the Cowboys up there with these elite teams. You stupid dog. Don't do that, dog. Rock, you saw him, Rock? They in the same tier.
I mean,
you say the name to me. What's the record?
I think the Cowboys, you got to put them in the elite conversation, bro. We don't know what version going to show up from week to week.
Exactly. Just don't. But if they run the ball and don't ask that to do everything for them, they have the best shot of winning. When Rush came in, it gave them a situation where they had to run the ball. If they stick with that game plan and just take their shots down the field when they get a shot, they have a chance. Because you got an elite defense. The defense is good.
Their defense is amazing. I'm not taking that away from them. I'm actually a hater. My team sucks. And okay, let's talk about the World Series or something else. I'm uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable, man? Why are you uncomfortable?
Let's move to the NFC South and talk about Tom Brady. That whole division is beating up each other. So I don't care what the record is with Tampa Bay right now. Tom Brady, in an ugly game, just beat the Rams. Okay.
That game really was ugly. That was I sat there and watched that, and I could have been picking my toenails.
You watched the whole game?
Huh?
You watched the whole game?
I watched the entire game. I was crazy. I had nothing to do. I saw the final drive.
I'm out.
Picking his toenails, right? His
toenails, dog. Like, really? That's something that you just do? You just said it so casually. Like, that's something you always do. Like,
yeah.
It just got weird. It just got awkward. Like,
and it's kind of funny because when I do pick them, I leave the nails. I mean, I vacuum the carpet and everything, but every now and then I might miss a spot. And then my kids get terrified when they see a big toenail on the floor. Who cares? It's mine. It's my house.
Rock. Yeah, why is toenails bigger than him? They be like, Mama, Daddy on the ground. That ain't Daddy.
No, seriously. You didn't think I passed gas the way they act when they see a big toenail on the floor. Who cares? It's a toenail. Oh.
Let's move on, man. Let's move on.
No. Let's
also in that Tom Brady game. Yes, I mean people are saying are the Bucs back? No, they're not because it's only one game. They ended the losing streak. That's big.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady throwing for 100,000 yards, the first player and the only player. I don't think nobody's gonna catch that, brother.
No one.
That's Hall of Fame tonight stats. Like
he's not washed up. I think the guys around him, and I watched the game, guys around him dropping passes. Defense looked pretty good in that game, but they also playing against the Rams, who offense doesn't look good right now because they have no offensive line.
But listen, let's call it like we see it, dog. Tampa Bay is tied for first place in that division at 4-5. That whole division is horrible. So if
Who are they tied with the Falcons?
They have the tiebreaker. They should have the tiebreaker.
And Carolina's 2-7. So if Tom Brady gets to the playoffs, I can care. You could throw all what happened in regular season out
the door. Minnesota, undefeated, Philadelphia, or blah, blah, blah. Brady.
Exactly, Brady. In the playoffs.
We'll get to a couple more games. The big one, Sunday night, Kansas City against the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee always is going to be this close. First of all, they're in a lousy division. I'll say it out loud. And Jacksonville beat the Raiders, so any Jaguar fans can tell me to shut up that's listening right now. True.
Shut up.
I wish I could play Jacksonville twice. Not with this team we got, but I wish I could play the Colts and the Houston Texans. Must be nice. So for them to always win their division, they good in that AFC South, but every time they got to play somebody for reals, they get reminded they from the AFC South.
But that's only right now, bro, because once upon a time in the Peyton Manning days, Indianapolis was a dogs. You know what I'm saying? And when before Deshaun Watson messed up his early part of his career when he was a Texan, you know, we see what Houston was doing and what they was building out there. So, I mean, so that division.
Well, right now, well, that's when they was dogs. Right now, they look like rescue dogs, and anybody can have one.
Well, if that rescue dog beat y'all, what are y'all? I asked the question. I can't ask that question, man.
That's a fair question, dog.
What are y'all? I'm just asking.
We a convalescent home in need of friends, dog.
Man, let's talk about it. Let's go into yay or nay real fast and get ready to wrap up, man. Where do you want to start, Super Dave?
Let's go with what happened just a few days ago, which Frank Wright, we just talked about the Indianapolis Colts. He got fired from his job, and the part that made me bad was they brought in Jeff Saturday, former player. He was a consultant to the team, but you bring him in as a head coach, interim head coach,
right,
for your football team. When you got all these other brothers out there that are qualified, you bring in a guy that was You bring him in. All that he coached was high school football. I got a problem with that.
I mean, because he is, you're right. There's a hole there. There's Eric Bieniemy out there. You got Tom Brady's offensive coordinator.
There's six black people that need jobs, and they hired a center who played when Peyton Manning was there.
A center who played when Peyton Manning was there and who also was just being, he was an ESPN analyst. That's right. What he was.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He get the money. And look, the owner said, we love him. We love him. We think he's fine for the job. That's all that matter. And shout out to his relationship with the owner that years later, the owner could say, hey, come leave your good ESPN job and come be the coach of your former team.
Well, show that same love to a brother next time. Please, NFL coaches, NFL white owners, show that same love to a black coach. Give those guys a shot. I mean, to bring him in. And that's just bad for the league.
So what you're saying is they should have interviewed more coaches, including
the Rooney Rule,
the African American coaches. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
You made it too easy. That was simple, Rock. Come on, that was too simple. Yeah. They wouldn't do that for Deion Sanders.
Of course.
And he was coaching high school football, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. And they wouldn't do that for Deion Sanders. They did it for Jeff Saturday. I have nothing against Jeff Saturday, but please give the brothers their shot too. That's all I'm saying. Put them at the table too.
I agree.
Ain't got nothing but love for you on that one.
Yeah. So next,
what's next?
That will be a nay from the homies for whoever.
Yeah, a nay from that. Okay, y'all know Cher.
Yeah.
She's 76 years old. We brought this up earlier in the show. She's 76 years old. She's dating Amber Rose's ex, who is she's 76. He's 36.
Okay.
Anybody got a problem with that?
No.
Because if it was a 90-year-old man messing with a 30-year-old chick, nobody would be saying nothing just because he's rich and basically shares rich. She's very wealthy. She looked crazy in the face now. I'll go ahead and say it. Remember the movie Mask? Yeah, now Rocky she looked Dennis. Like her son that she played.
Not Rocky Dennis. Look, man, I ain't got no problem with it. Me and my wife talk about it all the time on our Perfect Pair podcast.
You look like the Blue Devil mascot. Right?
Dang, man.
I thought Dang. It was Wake Forest dating a 36-year-old, a demon deacon in the face.
That's the demon deacon mascot.
With the chin. You know how the chin come out?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and you're right. Oh my God.
Hey man, she want to stay young, boy. Her and Dolly Parton, but Dolly Parton got a good plastic surgeon because she's still looking like herself.
Well, Cher don't, Madonna don't, and Lil Kim, they all share the same one. And Jada Pinkett go there on Wednesdays.
Dang, man. Dang. Dog.
Why you go hard on Jada like that? But it's the cheeks. It's the cheeks, right?
It do this part. It do this right here, dog. And then the smile don't never go away. Nothing like Jim Carrey. Let me show you something.
Let me show you something. Let's say sometimes that you get outside and then you come.
I think Special K from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show said it best for Cher.
What he said?
You had your shot with that. He said it's third and long. He said he'll pass on that one.
That's a good one.
So I say yay, because guess what? Well, we all married, but let me tell you something. If I'm single and 75 and somebody 35 still like me, I'm high-fiving myself, even though I look like the McDonald Mac Tonight playing on the piano. You remember that commercial? When the clock strikes, time to head for Golden Lies Chicken. It's a good time.
Hey, and then your woman walk by, you be like, yeah, that's me.
At McDonald's, it's Mac Tonight. I'm Cher, baby.
Okay, I ain't got no problem with it. Yay, man! If she want to stay feeling young and dating a younger person, go for it, man. That's a yay for me.
Okay. It ain't no plastic surgeons that could just give you a whole nother skull, because Madonna. I saw Madonna the other day, and I had to look 11 times. I was like, ooh.
Oh yeah, she's trying to hold on, man. I saw that. Yeah,
Madonna looked like a light skinned Dennis Rodman in the face.
Yeah, it's bad, man. They got to give that stuff up.
I see Charo. Remember Charo from the Love Boat? The little Cuban Colombian lady.
Yeah.
She still look good, but you know, the nationalities, they don't crack bad though. That's what I was told.
Where's your wife at? She's still in the room.
No, she's somewhere. I don't know. Hold on. Now, look, now she's Super Dave wife. I don't know where she at, y'all. I think she's working from home today. I don't know what she... Hold on.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get up out of here. But before we go, once again, man, this is bittersweet. We got the Mickey D's McRib sandwich. Love at first bite. Bittersweet, good news, and a little bad news. It's not really bad news, but it's back. The McRib is back until November the 20th, okay? That's amazing news right there. And this could be the McRib farewell tour. And so when you use the words like farewell, that means it could possibly be gone forever. And that's the part that makes me sad, because I've been a McRibber from day one. Like, I'm always been the one that's been trying to get Ronald McDonald and the crew to keep the McRib on the menu. Don't just bring it back every now and then.
Teasing people.
Yes. Like, that was me. So now that this is the McRib farewell tour, I don't know how to feel, man. I'm sad. I don't know about y'all.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to answer it right here. How do I
thought about that.
Say goodbye? It's the bad part is for the people that maybe aren't our age and the millennials or whatever you want to call them people who don't know about it. And because they only see it a couple times a year, heard their parents or uncle, then they don't know the feeling that we had when it came out. Because first of all, the box is different. It ain't even like no other box in the whole company. So when you see this long box, you like, I'm in for it, Dave.
Bro,
this has been around since my senior year. And that's when I first met the McRib sandwich. And I'm telling you, it's just a bit with that tangy barbecue sauce, the tart pickles, the crunchy onions, man.
What and kind of bun you got, Dave?
Yeah. That toasty hoagie bun. Toasty hoagie bun.
So listen, man, if you're a diehard McRib fan like all three of us, then that's dope. But if it's your first time trying to McRib, get there right now before November the 20th because you don't want to miss it, man. This could be your last chance to try the McRib sandwich. Trust all three of us. You will not be disappointed. Get yours now before the McRib Farewell Tour ends November the 20th.
Because you don't want to sing this song. One last bite before I leave it all behind. I got to put it in my mind one last time.
You better Brian McKnight him on the way out. We out on that one.
Deuces, Rock Teasies, who I be.
It's your boy Griffin. I hate Brian McKnight, Super Dave.
And it's your boy Super Dave, but guess what?
We don't care.
I hate the homies.
I Hate the Homies is an Urban One Incorporated and Reach Media production hosted by me, Griff, Rock T, and Crazy Super Dave. Follow I Hate the Homies on all socials at I Hate the Homies. Executive produced by Arlen Griff Griffin. That will be moi, Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Supervisory producer Kobe Cove Tyner and the Eagles is still undefeated. Sales and corporate partnerships, my man Josh Romani, Kadisha Campbell, and Michelle Marino. Digital marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and his Bears, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to I Hate the Homies podcast, and please tell a friend to tell a friend.